T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you. Coming up in 20 minutes or so, get back into what the Braves did last night, but also look ahead to what may be to come in the next month. Trade deadline looming. Ender and Ciarte back rehabbing. Kevin Gausman supposedly on his way back as well. And what the Braves are going to be looking for and how difficult it's going to be to get it. Because there was a hypothetical that we threw out there early in the show yesterday. And then John Paul Morosi, writer for Fox Sports, kind of threw it out there on Twitter later in the day. That got people very upset. But that's the reality of trades, the reality of trade deadlines. We'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. Word Association at 12:40 today. We'll get into the most important audio in the world in a minute as well. Want to remind you, Atlanta United takes on the Chicago Fire tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 7:30, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Jason Longshore will join us to talk about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. What had you giggling when we were coming back on the air there? What had you tickled?
Wendy's upset. Wendy is going through a meltdown right now because Instagram is down. And it's like she's losing. I'm like, that's just so funny to me.
She said, and I will quote what Wendy just said to me in my headphones. Sorry, Wendy, I'm going to. This is a direct quote. It's literally the most depressing 3 hours ever.
Yeah. Like, just got to go going through it.
How's anybody going to know what Wendy's doing the rest of the day if she can't show everyone on her Instagram story? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's just...
Sometimes I just wonder to myself,
that's just life.
What's Wendy up to right now?
Oh.
And then what's great is I know.
Yeah.
Up to this minute.
There she is.
she's sitting on her couch.
Looking into her phone. Taking a picture of her face.
Sitting on her couch drinking wine. Oh, awesome. That's great. Looks like she's having a good time. Oh, what's Wendy up to now? Oh, she's walking down the street talking about something. But I don't have the sound on, so I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe I'll turn the sound on. Nah, probably not. Sorry, Wendy. Let's get to the most important audio in the entire world.
And that'll do it. Harris came back to Atlanta and struck out the side. And he saves the game for Aaron Nola, who was brilliant. Nola wins his seventh. Harris picks up his 17th save. And Jay Bruce, with a two-run double, the only run scored off Dallas Keuchel, was enough tonight. Keuchel falls to 1-2. And the Phillies pulled it within 4.5 games of the Braves. Jeff with a series opening win, 2-0 at SunTrust tonight.
Who the hell is Jeff? That's Chip Carey talking about what happened at the end of the game last night for the Braves. Fox Sports South, yes. Credit on the audio there. And that's the way it went. Dallas Keuchel was fantastic. He goes 7 innings. He gave up 2 runs. We said yesterday, Randy, that we'd consider it a win if Dallas Keuchel went 6.
Yeah.
Well, he went 7.
He went 7.
And so that's a win.
He went 7, and that's what he kind of. Yeah. But that's his expectation. That's what I like about it. He expects himself to do that. Five and dive, he ain't with that.
You want to hear him say that?
Yes, please.
Let's hear Dallas Keuchel say that.
I'm not accustomed to five and dive. It didn't really set too well on me the first two outings. And I mean, you can say that, well, I missed 3 months of action, but you know, I don't make excuses. I'm ready to go. And you know, I just made a few bad pitches here or there, but one pitch got me tonight, but I was able to get through 7.
I like Dallas Keuchel.
I like that. And I'm going to go back to something you said earlier. I think he is that type of cachet guy where you're like, Nick, I'm good.
Nah.
I'm good. And the other guys, because they're young and they are who they are. We know that after five, you're like, damn, Tayron's going out for the 6. And you don't know what's going to happen with that. And with him, again, no, they didn't get to win. But I like what I saw from him yesterday.
Yeah. Last night was the happiest I've been about a loss that the Braves have had all season. Not that I wanted them to lose,
right,
but just because you saw stuff that is going to matter throughout the remainder of the season, meaning Dallas Keuchel going out there every 5 days and being able to give you legitimate starting pitcher quality performance. That was a quality start yesterday.
Yeah.
How many quality starts does the Braves rotation have this season? A quality start, the definition is 6 innings and 3 runs or less. Not very many, because not a lot of guys have gone. And not to say that the guys haven't done a good job.
But they have.
Guys just aren't going six innings all that often. Again, the quality start in baseball is going to probably have to change its definition anyway, because guys just don't really go six innings anymore as often as they used to. Dallas Keuchel was one of, I believe, 14 pitchers, maybe 13 pitchers, I don't remember, last year, who threw 200 innings. That's the least amount of pitchers in baseball history to do that in a year. It's going to be less this year. Like, we're going into an era where guys just don't go deep into games. We know that. But it doesn't mean everyone has to be like that. And Dallas Keuchel not being like that makes me happy. The other thing about Dallas Keuchel, and look, don't care that much about what guys say after games. It's not that big of a deal. It's more important what they do on the field. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's okay to hear him say what he said after the game last night and like it.
He got some
and
bottom.
I like what he said.
He got that bottom, you know. And the thing is, it's hopefully it rubs off on other people, you know, because – the fact of the matter is that he just got here, and he went seven in his third start, you know, and I mean, you're not getting a lot of that from Mike Soroka or Max Fried. We're not getting it from Julio Teheran. You haven't gotten it from Folty. So right now, you got a guy who's going to eat up those innings, like you said, limit the bullpen. Because, I mean, who they used yesterday? You, my guy.
Oh yeah, your guy got in there.
Yeah, Jerry and
Jerry got in there.
Sabatka and Tomlin.
Jerry did. We've figured out how to use Jerry Blevins correctly.
Yes.
As long as he goes one third of an inning or two thirds of an inning, he's fine.
Yep.
If they try to go an entire inning, that's when the wheels fall.
We're out of gas. We're way out of gas with that.
That's bad gas mileage.
Yes, it is, bro.
That's like the old school Hummer gas mileage. He's getting like 6 miles to the gallon. He can't even go a whole inning before the wheels fall off. Anyway, the bullpen was good last night, like you said. Dallas Keuchel was good last night. And the reason I'm optimistic about what we saw was because the offense is just not going to get shut out very often.
Yes.
They're going to be
second time this season.
So that's, they're on average to do it three or four times in the entire year. Okay. That's going to happen occasionally. It also makes you feel better when it happens against guys like
Aaron Nola,
Ryu, who did it to them the first time, or Nola, who did it last night, or DeGrom, who almost shut them out a couple weeks ago. You're not getting shut out by random Scafozos. You're getting shut out by guys that are
that are really damn good.
Shout out to John Chuckery, by the way, watching or hanging out on the beach somewhere, maybe listening, maybe not. It was good. It was good to see the performance last night from Dallas Keuchel. They're back at it tonight. Bryce Wilson on the mound for the Braves against the Phillies. And here's the thing. As positive as a loss as you could get from last night, you still got to come back and win these next two games.
Yes.
Don't think that has changed. Right. I wanted a sweep. Not going to get one, obviously. Still got to win the series.
Don't play around with them right now. All right. Don't get into a point where you're giving them confidence right now. You lost a game. You're now 4.5 up on them.
Yep.
Going into, like I said, then you go back down. Go to is Miami coming here or they go to
here.
Miami?
It's
okay,
here.
They're coming.
Yeah, it's here.
Okay. So they're coming up to Miami's coming up here. You got to find a way to finish this thing strong. We were talking like yesterday, like 10 games ahead and all that. I would prefer you not to host Miami and you be up 2.5 games. I would prefer not to happen. I would prefer that not to happen.
Don't limp into the All-Star break.
No.
High step into the All-Star break like Deion Sanders. And taking 2 out of 3 from Philly would do that, and then sweeping the Marlins. You can still do it.
You can still do it, but right now you got to get this one tonight. I mean, this is an important win. This will be an important win for them. And also, you know, Bryce Wilson, it'll be an important win for him. Go out there and get you – don't five and dive. At least you get you six.
Yeah, get you six.
Get you six.
Get six innings. Yeah. The Braves, by the way, have not lost 3 games in a row since they got swept in that little 2-gamer by the Nationals, mm-hmm. and then lost the first game of the series to the Tigers. Remember that? That dude who's from here? I forget what his name is. The little left-handed kid came in here and hit a couple home runs.
His mom was in the crowd. Yeah.
Out of nowhere. I think he's got like 5 home runs in his entire career, came in here and hit 2 home runs. Nico Goodrum, that's right.
Yeah.
Nico Goodrum came in here and hit a couple homers. Don't lose 3 in a row tonight. Get back on the winning ways, take the series, win the next 2 against the Phillies, and then take on the Marlins.
I think there's a chance. I think a start would be a big ask. The thing that makes that somewhat possible is the fact that Joseph didn't play a lot with Venezuela. I think the best scenario would be if you can get him in tonight and get him reacclimated to the group and then have him start on Sunday against Red Bulls.
Wow, that sounds really great. The possibility that Joseph Martinez could be on the field tonight.
Yeah.
And to think, some people didn't want that to happen.
Who didn't want it to happen?
Well, some people.
Oh, I know. I never said I didn't want him back. I just wanted Venezuela to play well so he can, you know, his country can have some joy about it. Yeah, but no, I mean, Mike Conti was with
us
yesterday.
Just a joy bringer. That's all.
Mike Conti was with us yesterday, and he said it's a possibility he plays tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, really?
I love it.
I mean, okay. I mean, but.
Probably use him the way that Venezuela used him against Argentina, where they come in at the end, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Because that Sunday game is big time. That Sunday afternoon game here is going to be big time. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Chicago is struggling. I think they lost 6 games in a row or whatever. I think Atlanta go up there and put foots in them and not have to tax Joseph so much.
Sure.
Try and get some of these young guys. Miriam had a good game last game. See what he can do as far as – I think he's going to play the left side where Barco would be. So let's see how that combination works. But there's no reason to put Joseph out there right now if he's not ready.
What about Pitty?
I ain't worried about Pitty no more.
He was really rough over the weekend.
He
and
was.
Wanted to see him have a nice bounce-back game after missing that penalty kick at the end against Toronto. Didn't have a nice bounce-back game against Montreal. And Frank DeBoer even said it afterwards. Yeah, I'd take him off the field because he was putting us in danger.
Yeah, and it was funny. I was reading an article about that, Andy, and it was talking about Pitty. And it was like, well, he's naturally a slow starter. I was like, oh.
I hate that.
I do, too.
It's the same thing they say about Ender.
Yeah, they say he's a slow starter.
Well, stop being
one. Oh, okay. He's a slow start. So when does he get revved up? It's the second half of the season, so he might get revved up now.
Yeah. It's like with the same thing with the baseball player when the weather gets warmer.
Yeah.
Well, they play inside over there. It's a temperature-controlled climate in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Once again, don't shoot the messenger.
I'm not.
I was like, oh. So that's what it is. He's a slow starter, Andy.
Like halfway through the season.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just starting slowly. By the way, we got confirmation. Bo Johnson tells me the Braves have 37 quality starts as a staff this year.
Really?
Fried and Soroka have 10 each.
Wow.
Which means between the rest of the guys that have started games this year, there's 17 quality starts. And Dallas Keuchel had one of them yesterday.
Thanks, Bo.
That's great stuff, Bo. Excellent factoids from Bo Johnson. And Julio Teheran has 6. There we go. Just dropping knowledge. Maybe we can get one tonight from Bryce Wilson. I know who doesn't have any this year. Bryce Wilson. Maybe he can get one tonight. He's only made 2 starts.
He's only 3 starts.
Yeah, maybe tonight will be the night.
Let's just hope he's the guy right now because, right, Andy, we keep talking about the rotation of, you know, whose turn is it next. If this goes bad for him, who's coming up next? You know, and I think they're going to keep doing this until they're waiting on Folger. All right, they need him to get back in his rotation.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
It's like they got a rotation 1 through 4, and then there's a rotation for the 5th spot.
Yes.
So there's multiple rotations going on.
Same thing we saw going on in spring training when I was under the assumption. I was like, why do these young guys got to compete for the 5th spot? Why can't they go for the 2nd or the 3rd or possibly the 1st?
Turns out they were.
Yep.
Turns out they were competing for every spot because the number one starter is not the guy you thought. The number one starter was competing for the 5th spot in spring training in Mike Soroka, and the presumed number one starter is down in Gwinnett now, hanging out in your neck of the woods.
How about that?
Not great.
Not at all.
Horan sending it in there. Header. Go! Happy birthday, Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan scores a goal on her 30th birthday, by the way, which kind of surprised me. I thought, I mean, she's been around for a while now, but she's always seemed so young. I guess she used to be really young, and 30 is young, too, but she's been a professional player for
you
a long time.
Old, Andy?
No, not calling her old. I was surprised to hear she was 30.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe if it was her birthday, she would have been like 28 or something like that.
Okay, got you.
But then you remember how old you are, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, because when she came in, anyway. She scores the goal, they win the game. It looked for a minute like the game was going to be tied. In fact, for a minute, the game was tied. Mm-hmm. And then they went to VAR and took the goal away. And then they went to VAR again and called a penalty. But luckily, the U.S. stopped that penalty. And now there's English people mad at Alex Morgan for sipping tea after she scores a goal. Bottom line is this. The U.S. very clearly does not care what anyone else thinks about them.
So get over it.
13 goals in the first game. Yes. They're celebrating like it was the first goal they ever scored on all 13 of them. They celebrate yesterday by mocking England, sipping tea, scoring goals on them in the semifinal. They're going to do the same thing in the final, and I think they're going to win the World Cup.
I'm pretty sure they're going to win the World Cup. And there's this video, and I need to pull it up on my phone because this computer isn't working, of them celebrating in the locker room. I mean, these ladies are having so much fun. And it's unfortunate because they're ladies, they're looked that different. But, I mean, get over yourself.
Yeah, get over it.
I mean, it's
look
not
that
a,
different.
It's
how?
Not a natural, a natural disaster because she did a sipping tea.
I see. People are mad at him because that's not ladylike or something like that.
Come on, man.
Get
over it.
2019.
Yeah.
We're
leave them ladies alone.
They're the best soccer team we have.
Yes.
And they're the best soccer team in the world. So. Be proud of them. Get over all that nonsense.
Like that because we like our tea. We like tea over here too. Sweet.
You're damn right we do. Yeah. We do like it sweet. Maybe that's what she was doing. She was having some sweet tea. I don't think she's from the South, though, Alex Morgan. Not to say you have to be to enjoy sweet tea. I'm not from the South, and I like sweet tea just as much as the next guy.
Right.
Megan Rapinoe also didn't play yesterday. And there was all kinds of controversy at the beginning of the game because they thought maybe she was benched. Maybe some crazy thing happened. Maybe it was political that Megan Rapinoe. No, she got hurt. She tweaked her hamstring. She confirmed it after the game. Tweaked her hamstring. She should be good to go for the final, though.
It's a whole lot. I remember because it kind of broke like when we were in the last part of our show yesterday. And you were like, I was surprised, too. And everybody was like, oh, what the hell happened with this?
You know how crazy it is to be able to sit that person? Because, I mean, a lot of times you would ask the player to play through it.
Right.
But to be like, I think we could still go out and get England in the semifinal and advance to the final without Megan Rapinoe. No big deal. We'll just go out there and get two goals without
her. And her placement gets a goal.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, now that's depth. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's all right. But yeah, once again, I think they're playing Sunday, 11 o'clock.
That's right, 11 o'clock kickoff.
Okay,
and by the way.
Go ahead, hit it for me.
If you want to watch that game, Randy, you interested in watching that game potentially on a Halo board?
It's the biggest one in Georgia, right?
It's the biggest watch party in Georgia, Randy. Exclusive coverage of the World Cup final. John Fricke, Hugh Douglas, and 92.9 The Game are going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium starting at 10 a.m. at the front porch.
Are we
to watch
the only ones
game.
That have it? It's exclusive, right?
It's exclusive.
Wow.
To 92.9 The Game. You can hang out with those guys, watch the game on the Halo board starting at 11 o'clock. Come out and join us on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Mercedes-Benz, by the way, Atlanta United plays it too.
How about that?
It's a good, solid Sunday.
Solid soccer Sunday. And then you get to see John and Hugh too.
On a Sunday?
On Sunday.
I bet you they'll be in their Sunday's best too.
Yes, sir.
To the nines. We'll come back and get into what the Braves need to do over the next month and why it's going to cost a lot more than you're comfortable with. Coming up next on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday, the day before Independence Day. Hopefully you're getting all the work done you need to get done today. Maybe you got a half day today, an early day off from work. Maybe not. Hopefully we're getting you through your work day and get the day off tomorrow, day off Friday, and you can enjoy yourself a four-day weekend. Hopefully. I'm hoping that on all of our listeners.
Why aren't you hoping it on us?
Well, because I know it's not going to happen for us, Randy. we could sit here and wish and say if and all those sorts of things. We know the truth. We're going to be in here on Friday. Maybe a little bit banged up on Friday. That's
No. Banged up on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, banged up.
Probably banged up on Friday. Wendy's saying.
Yeah, just talked to Miss.
Oh, not Bo.
Just talked to Miss Libby and our neighbors. So I think her and neighbor Bob coming over tomorrow. So, yeah, me and neighbor Bob going to get in eyeball deep in some brews and cigars.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Amstel Light. It's the beer drinker's light beer.
I should do that
you
because
do that.
It is that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wendy also has a list of events going on Independence Day tomorrow on the website, 929thegame.com, if you'd like to check that out. If you're still looking for something to do tomorrow, head over to the website. Wendy's got you hooked up. There's a lot going on tomorrow. Wendy mentioned that she's going to Tucker tonight to go check out some fireworks
and then
was proceeded to be bombarded by tweets and DMs and texts on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line inviting her to go other places.
Chris Michael, he said this yesterday to me about the Duluth Festival Center. Now, is that today or tomorrow? That's my thing. Like, we got to find. It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Bo.
Not sure. Don't go someplace the day before it's happening.
And you're sitting there, and you're like, "Oh, we're the first ones here."
You get a great seat.
Yeah, I was like, "We're the first ones."
You'd be the first one here. That happened to me on Monday. We left here on Monday to go to this liquidation sale. This like home improvement store was having a liquidation sale that we were told was on Monday. It was on Tuesday. We showed up on Monday at 3 o'clock. I was like, "Oh, hi guys! Oh, you're still getting set up for tomorrow.
Oh.
Great, we'll be back." And then we went back yesterday, which was Tuesday, when the sale was actually happening, and all their stuff wasn't very good. So it was a waste of time. Went out there twice for no reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah, but it was a nice drive out to Mableton, though. Who doesn't like to take a nice ride out to Mableton from time to time?
Nobody ever said that ever.
Just trying to look on the bright side.
Just trying to look on the bright side of it.
The other thing is, this not everybody's doing this, but just a little PSA. As we're talking, we did a PSA earlier about fireworks safety.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Yes, please.
Take care of your fingers and your family members and anything that's flammable. If you're inviting Wendy to stuff, or
she's gonna say no, y'all.
If you run into Wendy in public, be normal,
please.
Be normal. Like,
yeah, but no, Wendy's not gonna go out with.
This is just something that has been happening. Like, because we're out and about now more. We're out at Twin Peaks and stuff with Wendy and doing broadcasts and. most people, I would say 95% of our listeners keep it right in the lane.
They're nice.
Between the lines. They're totally normal. But then every once in a while, every so often, like Wendy was at the mall the other day, but then we won't have to get into it, but just be normal.
Yeah, you know, and again, wave to her from a distance when you're with us.
Sure.
You know, but, you know.
I'm the one that wants the bro hugs.
Yes.
Bro hugs are for me, not for Wendy.
And, okay? And that guy who's sitting at that bar, peeking behind that little bar tab, the tap thing, like was creeping around there. I was like, what you looking at?
And I like that guy. That's my guy. He comes by every time we're into his big skinsaw. But, you know, just be normal with Wendy. That's all. Just be nice, friendly, normal. That's all. It's all we ask. It's all good. All right. So a handful of different things going on today. We do want to get back into some Braves trade talk. The Hawks made a trade today.
Mm-hmm.
They made a trade for Chandler Parsons. And you've been hearing these in these sports flashes that Tanitra and Paul Crane have been doing over the last hour. The reason for this is basically the same thing that they've been doing with all their other trades to acquire expiring contracts. Chandler Parsons has one more year left on his nearly $100 million deal that he got from Memphis a few years back. 1 year left on it is $25 million. But if you look at it like this, they traded Chandler Parsons, or for Chandler Parsons, they got rid of Solomon Hill and Miles Plumlee. Those two contracts equaled $25 million as well. In fact, the Hawks saved $600,000 by doing this.
Right.
So now there's two things that they have to do. They still have to get a big man from somewhere to come in just for depth purposes, because they only have four guys on the roster right now that can actually play center. And two of them are John Collins and Amari Spellman, who maybe you want them to play center.
No, you don't want them.
Maybe you don't.
But there will be some situations where they're going to have to play center. But,
yes.
But no, you would prefer them not.
Yeah, and then you got Alex Len and Bruno Fernando. So those are the four guys you have right now. They're going to add one more at some point. Don't know who it's going to be. It's not going to be Boogie Cousins. We can say that definitively. Chris Kirshner of The Athletic reported that earlier today, that the Hawks have no interest in Boogie Cousins. Mm-hmm. So check that one off the list. I do wonder if this makes it possible to keep Vince Carter in mind. Vince Carter made $2.5 million last year. That's how much he would have to pay. You'd have to pay him this year to be on the team as well. He said he's going to give the Hawks first right of refusal. So, you know, once they get their backup center thing taken care of, hopefully Vince Carter is still a viable option. I would love to see him in that locker room.
Because
if he was valuable in the locker room last year,
why wouldn't he be this year?
Seems like he would have the same amount of value this year.
Yeah, but my thing is, how much are you counting on him to play? Because if you're going to give him that roster spot, you would like for him to play a little bit more and contribute more on the court. But he's a guy still. This is a very, very young team. Even Trey has taken on that leadership type role, which he should. But he's still going to need help. He's still going to need somebody to bounce those things off of. And now I can't see a better person than a vet, a pro's pro like a Vince Carter.
15 minutes from now, Wendy will come back in studio. We'll play Word Association. We debuted that game last week at 12:40. We'll do it again coming up in 15 minutes here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. But now let's get to a couple different Braves topics. Now, we know that Ender Inciarte has begun his rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Gausman as well. I wonder, how valuable is it? How willing are the Braves? How far are the Braves willing to go to showcase Ender Inciarte?
Like, all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because don't you think that makes you worse?
Like, oh, as far as putting
Ender
him
on the field makes you worse than what you are right now.
They're so good.
Clearly.
They're so good right now. So what would you – I mean – Next time you rest Austin Riley, you're going to slide Acuña back over there and put him in the center. You got to find some way to get some value of him, right?
Because you kind of have to, don't you? If you're going to trade him and try to get anything for him.
You got to put him out there.
I think the only way that he improves is because it's not like he's going to go from being able to get you whatever he's going to get you now, which is what, maybe a middle reliever packaged with someone else, to coming in and playing 5 days and he's going to all of a sudden get you Madison Bumgarner. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, yeah.
But you might be able to get a little bit more out of him if you can prove that he's healthy.
That's the biggest
thing. He comes
thing.
And hits the ball a little bit. And the real thing that I think is going to improve his value is if he goes out there and makes some of those Ender Inciarte catches that he made the last couple years.
Yeah.
That gold glove center field that he used to be. Don't know if he is anymore. Used to be. If he can come in and demonstrate that, maybe that improves his value a little bit on the open market.
We've been trying to ship Ender out off for a long time now.
Yeah, since May 15th.
And
maybe before.
And here's the thing. You're going to have to give up something as far as some production in the lineup possibly if you do, because you can't just put him out there one game, you know, and then, oh, yeah.
Right.
He's been in there one game. Let's try and trade. No, he's going to have to, you know, play multiple games in order for people to – you know, want to take him off your hands.
What is the stat? WAR is wins above replacement, right? It's the amount of wins that you get above what the average player would be? Like, would you grade Ender by losses below replacement or something like that? Like, because if you're replacing Ender and Ciarte and taking out Austin Riley, you're not as good of a baseball team.
No. Or, I mean,
if you take out Nick Markakis and put in Ender and Ciarte, you're not as good of a baseball team. If you take out Ronald Acuna and put in Ender and Ciarte, you're not even a baseball team anymore.
But like, here's, but the thing with him is that unlike Charlie, unlike Austin Riley and those guys, he can only play one position.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he might be able to play right field.
He might be able to play right field. Yeah. But you're not putting there. He's a center fielder. So, I think that has more appeal than a right fielder.
Maybe his value increases if you show that he can be sort of a utility outfielder.
That could be it.
I don't know. My worry is just, like, if you're really because obviously they're rehabbing him to bring him back. I think the plan would have to be to try to move him at some point. He just doesn't have a spot. Much like Johan Camargo, long-term, doesn't really have a spot on the Braves anymore because
he's the guy.
Young guys coming up. I think so, too.
He's the guy.
I think he's a piece. The other thing about it, we talked briefly about this yesterday, and then I know Dukes and Bell picked up on something that you said, Randy, and they had it in Yeah Man, No Man yesterday, where it was, would you be willing to trade Christian Pache if it meant a trip to the World Series? Now, you can't guarantee anything like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a fun hypothetical. You can't guarantee anything like that. John Morosi on Fox, one of their baseball reporters, one of the guys who's pretty dialed in when it comes to Major League Baseball and trades and stuff, he threw out a hypothetical on TV yesterday that had people furious. Let me give you this idea that John Morosi had. He said the Braves would get in return Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith from the Giants. That's nice. Two things that you need. In order to get him, you'd have to give up Christian Pache, the number one prospect in your organization, Ian Anderson, the number three prospect in your organization, and Colby Allard, the number eight prospect within your organization. So, and people saw that on TV and freaked out and decided that it was the end of the world.
I saw the screenshot of that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, you see the screenshot. And I'm like, did we get the World Series?
Well, yeah, that's the part that you can't guarantee, obviously. That would be the reason that you would do something like that. But here's what that said to me more than anything.
Okay.
It's a cold reality of if you're going to try to do something like this. Now, that trade right there would be blockbuster to get both those guys at the same time. But even if you're going to just try to get Will Smith, if you're going to just try to get Madison Bumgarner, if you're going to try to get the guy from Detroit, the closer, or Stroman from Toronto, you're going to have to give up something uncomfortable giving up.
I think
what that said to me more than anything else.
Andy, is the perfect way to phrase it. Something uncomfortable.
If you want to make a trade, you have to give something up. And I know people aren't going to like it because, and I think this is just the way we are as baseball fans, probably because of the way that prospects are valued in organizations. And we see sometimes, like right now with the Braves, sometimes those guys come up and they become Ronald Acuna.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come up and they become Mike Soroka.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they never make it up. Sometimes they come up and they're not very good. Sometimes they lose value when they come up because it's shown that they're not major league players. And then you try to trade them later and you don't get as much.
Okay, if we look at that, and I'm not talking about those three kids that you just read off, but some of these other pitchers or whatever, have they shown that they can't be capable? You know what I'm saying?
Those three?
No, not those three. Some of the guys that are up right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact is that you want to give away, you want to get rid of some of these prospects or whatever, some of these arms or whatever, but every time they've come up, they have shown that they're not that dude. How much has that hurt the value?
The point to me is you can't be banging the door down for a trade, and then when a reasonable trade is offered, and I know that seems unreasonable, but nobody knows who those people are in San Francisco. We know who they are because we're Braves fans.
Right.
If the Giants made that trade, a lot of Giants fans would probably be mad because they know who Will Smith and Madison Bumgarner are.
Yeah, but they get that.
We're talking prospects versus proven. If you're going to try to make a trade, you're going to have to give something up. Not everybody wants to do that. All right, we'll come back.
Uncomfortable.
We'll get into some word association. Wendy's got a handful of different words. We'll say the first thing that comes to our mind, Randy, and hopefully not embarrass ourselves.
Is this Andy, Randy?
No, it's not that. Oh, okay. That's your name. Okay. That's my name, too. Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, speaking of not stopping for the weekend, you can join me and Randy and Andy, live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, noon to 3 coming up this Saturday. Hang out with the Midday Show for lunch, enjoy some man food, some cold beer. Join us on Saturday from noon to 3, Twin Peaks and Buckhead. That's right, Randy.
I'll be there. With the bells on.
With bells on.
You guys have a blast. Y'all are without a chaperone on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's right. Jahi's going to be producing the show from back in the studio. Mm-hmm. Wendy's going to be floating down a river somewhere.
I am.
Drinking some delicious drinks. Potentially some ice cold Amstel Light.
Perhaps, yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Definitely could be in the cooler.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, what are we doing? Word association.
Word association, where I'm going to give you a word, or it could be two words. Okay. And you're going to have to give me your first reaction to the word. By the way, Instagram and Facebook are still down.
Instagram and Facebook now.
Yes.
Yeah, they're owned by the same company.
Love it.
So when they go down, do they always go down together?
Yeah, well, now they do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Now they're pairing it together.
So what are you going to do? I mean, Twitter? Snapchat?
I mean, all we have right now is Twitter and Snapchat.
That's all we have.
That's all we have.
This is a catastrophe.
The WhatsApp app? The WhatsApp? You know, the WhatsApp app where you can, like, talk to people? You don't have that one?
I don't know
okay,
what that
great.
Is.
Okay, great. That one's also down. So same
can
company.
You text people?
You can text people from your phone, but a lot of people use that for, like, overseas stuff, like, because it's free.
I guess we'll just have to talk to people in person then. Or on the radio.
And that's what we're doing
now.
What,
Andy? Oh, my God.
Communication.
Word association. Here we go. When I say Instagram, you say down. Instagram's down.
Down.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start here since it is tomorrow, 4th of July.
Fun.
Food.
Beer.
Lots of it.
More beer.
Liquor.
Shots.
Lots of shots.
Meat.
Yeah.
Grill.
Grilling.
What are you grilling?
I'm gonna do ribs.
You're gonna do ribs?
I'm gonna do ribs. Because this is gonna be me. If we don't go, if we don't go to Helen.
There's a lot of words for that one.
Yeah.
Because you might go up to Helen. Yeah, that'd be so fun.
If we don't go, I'm just gonna throw some ribs. Neighbor Bob's gonna come over.
Yeah.
He's bringing he's bringing the beans. And we're gonna be eyeball deep in whiskey. And cigar.
You going to bring some leftovers for us on Friday?
Nope, because Andy didn't. Until Andy bring me my rib.
I'm going to bring you some ribs on Saturday.
Rib. How you going to bring ribs to Twin Peaks?
The same way I would bring ribs here. What's the difference?
It's better if it's here because I'm not going to want to eat it at Twin Peaks.
Okay, you can take it home with you. You just bring my Tupperware back the next day or bring it back on Monday.
You'll never get the Tupperware back.
That's true.
That's one thing people. No, I take that back because Tanitra, I brought some leftovers one time for Tanitra. And it took about 2 weeks. But she did bring back my Tupperware.
Yeah, Tanitra is one of the people around here that I would trust.
Yes.
Wendy would bring back your Tupperware. Tanitra obviously would bring back your Tupperware.
I probably won't bring it back. Dude, we got so many.
Jarvis might. Is pretty.
We got plates from everybody would bring food over in their plates. I use them like they mine now. I sure do. Yeah.
Anybody else I wouldn't trust at all. No offense, but. I wouldn't bring it back, and I wouldn't expect you to trust me. All right, that's a lot of words for 4th of July.
That was a lot of words. Joey Chestnut.
Hot dog.
Champion.
Hot dog.
Yeah, so I watched the 30 for 30 last night with Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi and the whole beef between the two of them, pun intended. I know they made the pun a lot on the promos. I didn't realize it was quite like that. Like, Kobayashi had like a severe breakdown from not being the champion anymore. He couldn't handle it.
If you look at him, he looks like a damn dork.
He does.
Okay, that was his validation. That's his validation, dude. Everybody knew him because of that, dog. And once that's stripped away from you, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurt him bad. Yeah, it did.
He cried probably 15 different times on the 30 for 30 last night, just talking about it.
Can he not come back and win it, though?
Well, he's not as good as Joey Chestnut. That's the thing. Like, he's competing against him, and he's tried his best. He can't beat him. Joey Chestnut's the best eater of all time. He's going to eat 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes tomorrow. You shouldn't physically be able to do that. I haven't eaten 75 hot dogs in the last 10 years.
Could you just imagine an x-ray of your stomach after that?
No. I wouldn't want to.
That would just be disgusting.
It would be completely disgusting. Is Kobayashi even still do it anymore? Did he retire?
No,
his hair's all blonde
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He
was looking weird.
Dude, that's what he was known for, and that was stripped away from him, man.
Yeah.
His soul. That's
gone.
His soul, brother.
It's gone. Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue on. Hey, man.
Ale.
Oconee Brewery. That's who makes it. It's Hey Man. Yeah. It's Dukes and Bell's beer.
Yeah.
You had one of those before?
Yeah, I had one.
It's pretty good.
It's all right.
It's a nice beer.
I've only had it at the tap. I never had it in the can.
I've had both.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I played golf with Mike Bell a bunch of times last fall, and you can better believe Mike Bell's bringing some Heymans out onto the golf course, which is great because they're delicious beers. Fun to drink while you're playing golf. Now, personally, if I was going golfing tomorrow,
what you going to do?
I'd have some Amstel Lights.
Why not?
The beer drinker's beer.
That's right.
Peachtree Road Race.
Death.
Death. Dread. I'm dreading the Peachtree Road Race tomorrow.
Why? Hot.
I really am. Because it's going to be hot and hilly and humid, the three H's of the Peachtree Road Race. I haven't been training the way that you should train to try to run a race like that. And I know myself. You guys probably know this about me, too. I'm an idiot when it comes time for competitions. I can't I know what I'm going to do. Yes. Like, I've been trying to talk myself, like, I'm just going to have fun. Just going to enjoy it.
Just going to get the t-shirt.
I'm going to run the pace I can run, and if I can't run anymore, I'll walk, and then I'll run a little bit after that. It's going to be fine. I'm not going to do that.
No, you're too competitive.
As soon as I cross the start line, I'm going to try to run as hard as I can.
Yes.
I'm going to get mad at myself when I don't run a time that's what I deem to be good enough.
Like, it's amazing how this dude, like, can't just relax.
I have a problem.
Just chill out.
You can't just chill out.
I have a problem. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
People line the street and they'll hand you alcohol sometimes to root you on because it's a fun race. It's on the 4th of July.
I had a listener come to me and they were like, Randy, are you serious when you're messing with Andy about how intense he is when y'all do sports? Jeff, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not joking. It's not a radio bit.
It's not a joke. Yeah, no.
You can actually see it in your face.
He's sitting in his face. Yes. He's
the Mike Fultonevich of our sports Jeopardy.
He's very, very angry when I win. People, they don't believe him. Like, no, he real intense about it.
That's not a joke.
And the worst part is, like, I'm not, and I just be smacking him. And that's the best part. Look at his face right there.
He's already mad, and we're not even there yet.
You know, I actually, we're not there yet. I don't consider that the best part. That's funny. That's not my favorite part. Not the best part. I don't know what the best part is. The other days when we don't do it, I guess. Or the one day when I finally gloriously return to the mountaintop and take my rightful championship as the Sports Jeopardy king.
Well, I'm like,
which might happen on Friday.
I'm too far ahead.
You've won like four times. All right.
Okay, you have not won none.
No, I won once when we first started doing it. Maybe twice. I don't know.
No,
three times.
No,
no. No, I don't.
I haven't won at all.
I think you've won one time.
I think you won.
Whatever.
Once.
We'll do it again on Friday.
But
I'll probably.
Is the
win.
Loser supposed to buy drinks, or is it the?
Yes. I owe you guys a lot of drinks.
Yes,
okay.
He does.
I owe you guys a lot of drinks at some point.
I'm very thirsty.
And if you want a recommendation on what you want when I buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Maybe an Amstel Light.
Sounds good to me.
It's the beer drinker's
Light. I'm drinking him.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect. Bryce Wilson.
Tonight.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That was Randy's word.
Important. Important.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What is happening? Why are people screaming in the background?
Why is everybody screaming in the mic?
Was that?
What's happening
I don't know.
Hopefully whatever is playing on the radio doesn't have any cuss words in it. Bryce Wilson's tonight's starter for the Atlanta Braves. Tonight, to me, is very important for him and his future this season with the Atlanta Braves, because if he goes out and has, say, a type of performance that Dallas Keuchel had last night, then I think he'll make another start after the All-Star break. If not, then they got to reassess and go back to the drawing board and try to figure out who that fifth starter is going
to
be.
That's the most important thing right now, is getting to that start after the All-Star game. Most important thing. Most important thing. And also the win.
Yeah, get the win.
Please win tonight.
Yeah, beat the Phillies tonight, beat them tomorrow, and take the series.
Please win tonight.
Do we have any more? Do we want to do a rapid fire before we go to break? We got to go break.
Sure. We want to start here.
Yeah, we just
quick?
Go really fast.
All right, Jeff Francoeur.
Who the hell is Jeff?
Yeah, who?
That's just going to be on the list every single week. Line 12.
Who?
Andy's nemesis.
Line 12.
Oh, line 12?
Yeah, damn.
Line 12.
Damn.
Never good when line 12 reads. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Wendy. Final hour straight ahead for us. Jason Longshore going to join us in half an hour from right now as well. Live from Chicago as he's getting ready for Atlanta, and that is match against the Fire tonight. Don't go anywhere. Final hour coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.